Welcome to the Becoming You podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to unlock a more confident, joyful, and fulfilling life. I'm Megan, life coach and breathwork facilitator, and your no-nonsense bestie, here to provide you with the tools, resources, and insights you need to thrive. Every fortnight, we'll be diving into topics that matter the most to you, whether it's overcoming self-doubt, embracing your authentic self, or learning how to actually regulate your nervous system. Don't worry, I've got you covered. So let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Becoming You podcast. I have been reflecting over the past couple of days about the people in my life and the gratitude that I have for the people that I've had for maybe a long time, but also the people that I've attracted into my life over the past, let's say, 3 years, and how they are just so my fucking people. Like, they get me. And yesterday I think it really hit me, and this is why I wanted to record this episode. When I look at my life and I look at the friendships that I've had, and when I especially look at like sisterhood and sisterhood wounds, I have always felt a disconnection to women in my life. And I think that stemmed from high school or primary school, even when I think back to it. You know, I always seemed to be the one that was outcast for whatever reason. And there's a very vivid memory for me of being about 9 or 10, being at primary school, and this one girl in my class who hated me, rallying all of the other girls to not talk to me. And I remember being on the playground and just making this like little game up, playing on the lines on the ground because I had no one to play with. And the fact that they then made fun of me for that. And, you know, they were making fun of the fact that I had made up this game with lines and I was just so embarrassing and so ridiculous. And of course I went home, called my mom, and then that was kind of sorted with school and all the girls became friends again. And that's, you know, a really small example of the things that happen, you know, when we are kids, and kids can be mean. And but the thing is, that stays with you, and it stays with you in the body. The feeling of being unsafe, the feeling of being not enough, the feeling of being rejected. And it was funny that that girl who hated me also hated my best friend. And when we were going up to big school, we called it big school, high school, we actually got to choose people that we wanted to go. We got to write down 3 names of people that we wanted to go to high school with so that you didn't have to go on your own, which I really loved that idea. And obviously I was going to put my best friend down. Like, we've been best friends forever. But I went on holiday. I went on holiday just before we were picking our people. And I remember that when I got back from my holiday, the girl that hated me had now befriended my best friend. My best friend wasn't really interested in me anymore. And they picked each other to go to high school with. And I ended up in a completely like other part of the school, and we weren't friends anymore after that. And I think that impacted me because it made me think that I'm disposable. It made me think that this person that I have been friends with for, I don't know, 8 years, let's say, 7 years, could just discard of me, and they would pick somebody else, and they would pick somebody better. That's how I internalized it. It's not the truth, but it's how I internalized it. And so it became this real competition that I'm not enough. And if someone doesn't choose me, it's because they found somebody better than me. And that can be really damaging on your internal self-talk and how you look at yourself. And so I had minimal like good girlfriends at school. I had like a little group. There was a little group of us, and thank God, because high school was a really difficult time for me and I was bullied a lot. But I always found it easy to get on with guys. Like, it was a lot less deep. It was a lot less vulnerable. And we could just have fun and laugh and all the things. And so I found myself being more inclined to make friends with guys than I did with girls, because I could keep them at an arm's length. And men don't want to talk about their feelings usually, right? This is totally generalization. But men don't usually want to talk about their feelings. They want to go out and have fun and just like talk about surface level things. And so it was a really good way for me to avoid having to sit with that kind of stuff. And so that's what I did. I had lots of acquaintances at uni, you know, a couple of good friends here and there, but mostly men. Even in the workplace, I befriended men. And then when I came to Australia and I'd been here for a while, I actually ended up meeting some girls. And this is me just like, this is just me sharing my fucking life story at this point, because this is an absolutely like unplanned podcast episode where I'm just sharing the things. So if you're here for the ride, like, hi, welcome to my life story about my friendships. But I think it can be really powerful to share, because we often look at other people and we think, why do I not have that? Or like, I wish I had that, or there's something wrong with me. And I think that my intention here is to like let you know that there's actually nothing fucking wrong with you, and we go through these seasons. So when I got here, I actually made my first friend through a Facebook group, a meetup Facebook group, because I didn't really have anybody else. I had one friend that I knew who is still one of my best friends today. But I didn't know anybody else. So I really had to put myself out there, and I found this person through a Facebook group, and we met up and we got on like a house on fire. And then a few months later, we met another couple of girls through this Facebook group, and we built this like little core four, and we did everything together. And this was way back when I would drink a lot and go out, and my life kind of centered around that. And that was really good. But when I look back at it, there was still a barrier between me and them, because I wasn't letting myself be fully seen and fully understood. And I think this is something I really struggled with for most of my life, was being misunderstood, feeling like people don't truly see me, or feeling like I'm a little bit lonely, even though I have all these people around me. I feel disconnected. And that was because I felt disconnected to myself, number one, but also because I wasn't allowing people to see me. I wasn't actually being truly vulnerable and allowing people to hold me in that, because it didn't feel safe. And so a lot of this came through doing my own inner work to feel safer to open up. But it also came through the lessons of some people aren't right for you, and some people are there for a season, and some people are there. Well, all people are there for a reason, but potentially they're just there for a season. And I really learned that the hard way with this friendship group that I had, because it was the first time that I had this like solid group that ended up being like six or seven or eight of us actually. And me being the person that I was at the time, I knew how difficult it was to find friends. You know, you move to a different country and you're just by yourself, and I hated to see anyone in that situation where they didn't have people. So when a girl joined my workplace, she was from New Zealand and she was new, and I was like, oh my God, come and hang out with my friends. Like that will they'll love you. This is gonna be great. And we actually ended up being really fucking good friends until she experienced a breakup. And that really impacted her and her ability to show up. But what also happened was that she pushed a lot of that anger and resentment and all the things onto me. And I became the punching bag for this person who was going through a time in their life, and they were trying to tell me that I wasn't there for them. And I wasn't awake like I am now. Like I didn't have the self-awareness that I have now, but I was definitely on this fucking path, and that's probably why it all unfolded as it did. Because maybe in the past I would have people-pleased and sort of taken what someone else had said like it was gospel, and I would have taken responsibility for things when I didn't really feel like it was my responsibility. But at that point in my journey, I wasn't going to do that. I was not going to have someone steamroll me and lie and tell me that I was not a good friend because of X, Y, and Z, when I knew fundamentally it wasn't true. Right? And often we take other people's opinions on, and we take other people's words on, because we're not solid in ourselves and we don't trust ourselves, or we don't like ourselves enough to be like, actually, this is not a me problem, this is a you problem. But at this point, I was actually able to stand in my truth, and it was very liberating. And what I found with the sisterhood, the group of girls, this core group that I felt quite close to, even though I hadn't fully really opened up my heart, which was my problem, that was my issue, was that they were unwilling to call out facts and to take sides. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying, I'm not about ultimatums in friendships or being like, you have to pick me or you have to pick them. I think that's very immature and it's very high school. What I am a fan of, though, is integrity and loyalty and standing in objective truth as opposed to trying to people please everyone. And this is actually where I learned this. This was 2019, this happened. And it was a really good realization for me that I actually value loyalty and I value truth and I value honesty, right? And so what I mean when I say that is this person who was obviously going through a difficult time and she had not dealt with her baggage, which was why this was being projected outwards. Now I know that. She was lying about me. She was making up things about me. She was talking to other people about me behind my back. She was being really passive aggressive to me. Her behavior was unacceptable. And other people saw that behavior and they would say to me, I don't know why she's doing this. Like, I don't get what's going on. I don't think that like what she's saying is true. Yet they would not say that to her face and they would not call her out on the behavior and say, actually, Megan's right. That really impacted how I felt. And again, it impacted my ability to feel safe, to feel like I could express myself. Again, I was being misunderstood. And my way of dealing with that was withdrawing. So I would stop going to group events if this girl was there because she was no longer my friend, right? She was no longer my friend. She made that decision and she treated me in a way that wasn't acceptable for me. And sometimes people do that and we allow them to walk over us and it's draining, it's exhausting, and you don't want to be walking on fucking eggshells. And so I was like, it's done. I'm not walking on eggshells. There's no relationship here. But obviously other people still had a relationship with her. And instead of me showing up, head held high, you know, dealing with that situation in group events, I actually just decided to withdraw completely and remove myself. And looking back, was that the right thing to do? It felt like the right thing to do at the time because I didn't have the tools and resources to hold myself in those situations. I was still incredibly socially anxious. I felt betrayed and I felt like I couldn't be myself. So I just chose to withdraw. And actually, it was the best decision I ever made because that sisterhood, if you want to call it that, broke down. That friendship group broke down and I had to start again. I had to start again. So I was 28. I was 28 and it was like, oh, fuck, we're here again. And you know what? In that moment, in those times, it would have been easier for me to fold, for me to keep those friendships, to keep other people happy, because I'd still have people around. Right? I wouldn't be alone. And I could have chosen that. But I knew in my heart, there was this inner knowing that this is not the right thing for me to do. I actually need to stand by what I believe and what I value. And I need to honor that. I need to honor myself. And thank God I did, because it led me on such a different journey to where I am now. And it allowed me to heal so many fucking things that maybe I wouldn't have become aware of if that situation hadn't happened, right? So when I'm explaining these things, I never want it to come from this like lens of victimhood. I don't see myself as a victim in anything that's happened to me. I think that there is always an experience there and there's a lesson to be learned. And even when we're in the midst of something that feels really fucking shit and challenging, we can look back on that in 3 months, 6 months, 2 years and go, wow, I see that now. I see, look how much I've grown from that experience. And that was exactly one of those things for me, because when I was in the midst of it, I felt really fucking lonely and I felt really fucking betrayed and I felt like I wasn't safe. And I thought, where am I going to meet people now? Right? Which leads me to when I was thinking about my friendships recently, I was thinking about it yesterday, and a beautiful friend of mine, who I love so much, she had messaged me yesterday on Instagram and was like, hey, are you around for a, I need a coach Megan spiel. And then she came and she shared what was going on for her. And I was able to like put my coaching hat on, not my friend hat on, and just give her some fucking advice. And she was like, thank you for being such a safe space for me. And it made me really reflect on how I am that for the people in my life. I'm going to get emotional about this. Oh, I didn't think I was gonna get emotional. But when I look at the people that I have in my life now and the relationships that we have, I know that I provide such support for them, and I know that they could come to me with anything, and that I will give them honesty. Sometimes it's not what they want to hear, but like they will get fucking honesty to me from me. I will give them support. I'll give them advice. I will celebrate the fuck out of them because I want them to win. And that is like sisterhood, right? Like it's wanting those people in your corner to do fucking well. It's cheering them on. Like I'm the biggest cheerleader for my friends. And not only that, not what I give, but the realization that those people would do exactly the same for me, that there is not one thing that I could not bring to the table where they wouldn't hold me in it. Like I would feel safe to tell them anything that's happening and just trust that they're not going to judge me and trust that they just fucking have my back. And I was reflecting on it because I was like, I don't remember when I've ever felt like that in my life before now. And I don't have a large circle of friends. I don't have that core group, but I have a small group of people that are just my ride or dies, and it's so powerful. It can change everything when you have people that you just know you could fucking call for anything, and you know that when something good happens, you can also share that with them, and they are going to be like, "Fuck yes, love that for you." Because that's exactly the energy that I bring to them. And so, yeah, the whole reason for this bringing this episode up was for me to like look back at the relationships that I've had, the friendships that I've had over the years, and the feelings I've had around that, to looking at where I am now and feeling so fucking blessed and so grateful that I have these people. Because like 5 years ago, I would never have seen this happening. And it's very powerful. And so, one of the things that I wanted to actually say is like, if you haven't found your tribe yet, or if you feel like you have outgrown friendships, or you're just kind of hanging around because you're scared that you're not going to meet someone that is more aligned with you. And like, I was in that position where I basically lost all of my friends and I had to start again. Yes, that's terrifying. And we often keep people sort of like hanging by a thread just in case. Just in case I need someone, but you don't really want people like that in your life, right? And if you are holding on to and putting your energy and focusing on people who aren't truly aligned, then you do not have the energy and the space for people that are aligned to drop in. You're not going to be able to attract them. And so I actually just wanted to share where I met some of my closest friends over the past 3 years. Because it's actually like an array of places. So I met one really good friend at the dog park one random morning when we were both there with our dogs. And we were talking for ages. And then I ended up finding her on a like community Facebook group that I knew that she was part of. And I was like, hey, like, do you want to hang out? And we obviously exchanged numbers. And like, we've been friends for, oh, 2 years, over 2 years now. I met another friend inside a group coaching container, and then we were friends on Instagram. And what was it? We've been friends ever since. Like, just like, hey, can we be friends? I met somebody else inside a group chat that was created by the beautiful Conscious Connection community, by the way. Shout out to Conscious Connections. We were in this like side group chat of people who had been to a Conscious Connection event. And she posted asking about cacao. I posted telling, like, giving her the brand that I recommend, which is Creation Cacao, by the way. And then we just started chatting. And now she's one of my best friends. And we see each other all the fucking time. I met another friend when I was doing my breathwork certification, which was online, actually. And there was a big group of us, and we had to practice our breathwork, obviously, and do it with each other. And I just found her on Instagram and I was like, hey, like, let's do our practice together. And we are literally now one of each other's closest friends. And you know what? We've never met each other in person, which we were laughing about today. Like, we've never met each other in person, and I'm going to be moving to Queensland soon, which is where she is. And I'm very excited to squeeze her in person. And lastly, I met another friend just on Instagram. She started following me. She became a client. And then from then, we are now such close friends. And this is the thing. You have to be fucking open to receiving people into your life. And you have to be open to trying different things in order to find them, right? Like, who would have known that that day at the dog park, I would have met one of my closest friends? Who would have known that in that random group chat that I wasn't really paying attention to, I actually could have a conversation with a girl who is just so my fucking vibe? Like, you have to be open and receptive and present in the moment so that you can receive these people. And if I was putting all of my energy and time into people who do not fucking serve me, who aren't aligned, who I don't feel safe with, then I wouldn't have had that space to draw in these people who mean so much to me now. And I think something that's really important when we are looking for our people, for our tribe, is to know who the fuck you are. If you don't know who you are, then you can't stand authentically in that. And this was my own problem for a very long time. I was adapting. I was constantly shape-shifting. I was being who people wanted me to be because I didn't want to be disliked, right? I didn't want people to think I was a weirdo, even though I am, and that's totally fine with me now. But like, I didn't want to be perceived in a certain way, so I would pretend I was something I was not. This is not where you get true, deep, meaningful friendships and connections from. Because people will misunderstand you and they won't hear you when you're not giving them your full self, when you are hiding things or shifting things or speaking in a different way that's actually gonna. When you do that, people don't get to see who you truly are. And of course, you're going to feel misunderstood then. And this was what I had to have as a realization. If I keep showing up as who I think people want me to be, then I'm never going to feel truly safe to be who I am. And it makes total sense. So start connecting more deeply to who you are, what you value, what you fucking stand for, right? And the past 3, oh God, 4 years now, have been a really good time for that to kind of come to the surface of like, who are you? Who are you? What do you stand for? What are your values? And standing strong in them. And you know why I say that? I have so much more respect for someone who maybe disagrees with me, right? But they are strong in their opinion and their truth. And they are like, this is why I believe this thing. And like, this is why I'm passionate about this thing. And I can be like, cool, I don't agree with that, but I love your conviction in that thing. I respect someone like that much more than someone who's like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just conform to something, or yeah, I just kind of go with the flow, because that is telling me that person doesn't know who the fuck they are. And if someone doesn't know who they are, what they value, what they stand for, how am I going to feel safe to show up to them authentically? Because this is another thing. You can only meet people to the depths in which you met yourself. I'm not going to feel safe to share my deepest, darkest secrets to someone who's been unwilling to witness their own, right? That's just something that's important for me. And it's not the same for everybody, but like, because my values are growth and freedom and authenticity and connection, these are things I look out for. What are your values? Learn what your values are. And start to put them into practice, start to live in alignment with them, and use those values as a way to meet other people. So, if one of your values is health, then are you putting yourself in places, in communities, in gyms, etc., in chats with people who also value health? This is where you will find people. Network through other people. And we have to have the courage to put ourselves out there, and we have to have the courage to get rejected. And every time someone rejects you, it is just a redirection to somebody else. It's not for you at that time, and that's cool. So we have to be also willing to be rejected because it might happen. I mean, it often doesn't happen. Usually, the fear of the rejection is bigger than the amount of times it actually fucking happens. Like, I don't think I've really been rejected from being friends. And it's not that people reject you either. They will just, I guess, not respond or not want to catch up again. And it's like, cool, that's fine. So the more you practice meeting people, having conversations with people, the more confident you feel to meet people and have conversations with people and be your authentic self. And now, like, I just met a girl yesterday who was a friend of a friend. And we sat down and it was like we had known each other for fucking years. It did not feel like the first time we met. It was like back and forth, on the same page, totally aligned in our values. And she was like, oh my God, your story sounds like mine. We're so alike. Yes, we can attract that because we know who we are and we stand in it, right? My energy that I put out is very much like, this is who I am. People know what they're getting. I'm not wishy-washy. People love that because if they vibe it, it's like, yes, you're a fuck yes. And if they don't, it's a fuck no. And that's great. That is great for me because I only want like fuck yes people in my life. And anyone that's not a fuck yes, that's cool. They have their own people. They're not for me and that's fine. No one's better or worse, which is different. So this has become a bit of a ramble. And so I'm going to wrap this up. But if you are feeling like, I don't have my people, I don't have my tribe, I'm scared to let certain people go, I don't want to be alone, you are actually making that choice. You are keeping yourself stuck and you will not move forward and find people until you actually take different action. So where can you start to widen your perspective, look in different places that you could potentially find people, and where can you connect more deeply to yourself and start to do the inner work on your own self-confidence, self-love, so that you are not looking for the validation in other people, right? So you're not people-pleasing. Again, this work all starts with you. So I hope that you found some value in this episode, even though it was very much just me talking about life experience. But sometimes it's just good to have a little chit-chat, and I'm sure that something in there will have resonated for you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Becoming You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe or share on your socials and tag me at @MeganScholey_. It really helps us reach more amazing women like you. See you in the next episode.